The voucher bill would let more Milwaukee children get taxpayer money to attend private and religious schools. It would also allow the students to attend non-public schools anywhere in Milwaukee County. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the way the bill is structured has increased his fight to fix what he calls a funding flaw that he says hurts the Milwaukee public schools.
It's the same theme, but it's gotten more serious because now the dollars will come directly from the Milwaukee public school budget, which means it's going to put more pressure on class size for the Milwaukee public schools at a time when it's facing severe cuts. To have those dollars reduced even more is a significant hit.
Barrett says he's worried that some lawmakers outside of Milwaukee feel the voucher bill would help their local school districts. Governor Walker flew to Washington yesterday to speak at a conference of school voucher advocates. He says his overall package of education proposals would help Milwaukee and other urban districts.
We do very well in many areas. We have some of the best ATC scores in the country. But in many of our urban areas, in Milwaukee, in Kenosha, Racine, Beloit, other locations like that, many of our low-income children are not performing as well as we'd like, and so we want to do things that will help reform that process.
Mayor Barrett says if the state assembly won't listen to his concerns, he'll raise the funding issue with the state Senate and Joint Finance Committee. Milwaukee area senator and recall target Alberta Darling co-chairs that committee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.